Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Enormous corruption right now in the USA. I think pretty much everybody knows it. Some won't admit it. But almost every day, we see corruption right in front of us. And it's a three-tiered situation. The Justice Department, politicians, not all, but enough, and the media. All three have real problems with corruption. And we're going to look at the media now, and that's the Talking Points memo this evening. So Americans can no longer get accurate information about their country or the world. Okay? It used to be, and I'm not going to give a history lesson here, but the founding fathers, many of whom despised the press, like Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, they knew there had to be vehicles to get information to the voters. And that's why the press has special privileges in the Constitution. Okay? But what happened was the big corporations, Disney, Comcast, Warner, Fox, took over the television media, and the newspapers were also dominated by corporate entities, almost all of whom are liberal. Fox is the exception. Now, last week, Rupert Murdoch, the chairman of Fox News, announced he was going to resign. All right, he's 92 years old. Almost immediately, CNN launched into its propaganda mode. Okay? It ran a primetime montage of sound from Fox News to prove FNC is racist. Roll the tape.
Maybe tomorrow he says he's going to transition to a woman. Better yet, maybe a black woman. Maybe even better, a half black, half Pacific Islander. Something like that.
Slaves that worked there were well fed and had decent lodgings provided by the government.
Slaves who worked there were well fed and had decent lodgings provided by the government. It sounds like I'm soft on slavery, correct? Okay. So that soundbite, 2016, was based on a speech by Michelle Obama where she was explaining that slaves built the White House. Here's my soundbite in entirety. Go.
Finally tonight. Factor tip of the day. As we mentioned, Talking Points memo, Michelle Obama referenced slaves building the White House and referring to the evolution of America in a positive way. It was a positive comment. The history behind her remark is fascinating. Slaves that worked there were well fed and had decent lodgings provided by the government, which stopped hiring slave labor in 1802. However, the feds did not forbid subcontractors from using slave labor. So Michelle Obama is essentially correct in citing slaves as builders of the White House, but there were others working as well.
That sound like I justified slavery to you? So CNN took 8 seconds out of a 40-second soundbite to try to convince its audience that I am a racist, that I justify slavery. Does it get any lower than that? Does it? So I contacted my attorneys, who were excellent. They wrote a letter to the CEO of CNN, David Zaslav, Z-A-S-L-A-V, and said, we need an apology and we need it quick. Okay? So CNN's top attorney got back a few hours ago and says, we will have a response. I await it. Okay. Now, if I were to sue CNN, I would win because they obviously defamed me. And they did it on purpose, with malice. They had the full sound cut, and they just ran a part that would indicate something false about me. But I'd have to show damages to get any money, and it would take 3 years and millions of dollars. I'd have to pay millions of dollars to my attorneys and court costs to get the thing in a position where I'd win, but I wouldn't win because the judge would go, or the jury, well, O'Reilly's successful. It didn't really damage him, but it did damage me. Okay? I mean, this is the kind of propaganda that CNN puts out every day. Every day. So I'm awaiting its response, and I will report it to you. And it's not, I'm not trying to make myself a martyr or a victim here. I'm a big boy. I can take care of myself. Okay? But these news, corporate news agencies do this all the time, almost every day they do it. And most people can't afford to take them on. So they're smeared and slimed, particularly if you're a conservative or a traditional person. So this is corruption. CNN is worldwide, goes all over the world. And somebody doesn't know me, sees me walking down, oh, look at the racist. He's a racist. He justified slavery. When I did the exact opposite and put Michelle Obama's remarks into the proper historical context, which is what we do. I'm telling you, you know, it's so disturbing for me to watch this because I've been in this business almost 50 years now, to see how drastically this whole thing has declined. And I'm speaking with Tucker Carlson tonight. We're taping the interview in Manhattan for Killing the Witches. I'll tell you a little bit more about it later. And I think that's going to come up. It has to come up. I mean, the media in general, what the deuce is going on here? And again, it comes into your home and your life because voters can't find out what the truth is any longer. You can't. And that's the memo.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Now, on Friday, the White House announced that there's a new committee or something headed by Vice President Harris, and it's to prevent gun violence. It's a whole brand new thing. I write about it in the message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com, okay, which I hope when you get up every morning, it's one of the things that you do, check in. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to be anything like that, okay? Just... And I'm going, you know, hey, this is a new office. So here is President Biden announcing what's going on. Go.
After every mass shooting, we hear a simple message, the same message heard all over the country. And I've been to every mass shooting. Do something.
Though, of course, President Biden hasn't been to every mass shooting. He's been to one this year. There have been 506 mass shootings so far in 2023. And President Biden visited the site of one. But he said he'd been to everyone. So again, it comes back to what I was telling you. He's not lying. He doesn't know what he's saying. That he went off the teleprompter there. They don't write that for him. I've been to every one of them. No human being, particularly the president of any country, would make such an outlandish statement if he or she actually knew what the words were coming out of their mouths. He doesn't know. Now, I know some of you disagree, but it just logically, it's just incredible. Anyway, the White House was asked about, and they have no comment. Okay, let's do the Carlson O'Reilly thing now. So as I mentioned, I don't know how they calibrate who watches X, Twitter. I don't know. I know it's all over the world, getting mail from everywhere. And the interview ran an hour. And you can see the whole thing. Go to BillO'Reilly.com. You press a little button, and there it is. So we got about 10 minutes of it for you. Roll it.
It's debate night, but we're not at the Reagan Library. We are undisclosed with Mr. Bill O'Reilly.
Against my will.
So you got canned exactly 6 years before I did, almost to the day, from Fox. How's your life? Well, first of all, what was that like, and how's your life been since?
Well, I don't see it as getting canned. I got furloughed.
You're furloughed.
I like that word. It's furloughed. See, I've been in this business almost 50 years, and I've worked for CBS, ABC, King World, Inside Edition, now Fox, and then I did all the local stuff. I worked local. So I understood what most television news people don't, that you are expendable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to Sylvester Stallone, but you're expendable, okay? And so when bad things happen, I kind of expect that, even though I was the ratings leader and all that. Once the boss at Fox News, Roger Ailes, left the operation, everything changed. And when everything changes, then anything could happen. But here's what people don't understand about television news. It's like professional football, the NFL. If you are a talent, both Carlson and I are a talent. That's what they call us, because we're on television. You have to beat the shows that are up against you,
right?
So when I was at Inside Edition, I had to beat Wheel of Fortune or whoever I was competing against,
right? Okay?
Or at least come close. You have to beat the other team. And if you do beat them, like you did and I did, then you're rewarded with money. Not love, not loyalty, money. At the time, they were trying to buy Sky News. And the Sky operation runs all the soccer in Europe. Huge money making.
Oh, yeah.
All right. News Corp trying to buy them. The British regulators were giving them an awful hard time for a number of reasons. And in my mind, I thought that might have something to do with it. But I have to tell you this honestly. I didn't care. I had been there for 20 years. It was time for a change. When I started cable news, it was nothing, but I knew it was going to be huge. And then I said, you know what's going to be the next huge? Alternative independent media.
How did you keep yourself from getting bitter, though?
I'm just bitter about everything anyway. So
that's your
easy
default.
Yeah, it was like, oh, you know, how much more bitter can I get? I'm just bitter 24/7. I have what they call an edge to me. All right? And so... But again,
where's that from?
Levittown, you know, after World War II, the baby boomers, 100 kids. And if they didn't like you, it was like, okay, here we go. No kicking, though. We had rules at Levittown.
No kicking.
Brawling, couldn't kick.
So it was pre-UFC.
Yeah. No tattoos at that time. But anyway, I have a philosophy for life that I've developed, and I stick to it.
Did you give Jesse advice before he started?
I only give advice when people ask me. Yeah. So you yourself have never asked me for advice. But
that's totally false.
Did I give you some advice?
Slept to your office. No, that is totally when
okay.
I took over Red
well,
Ancestors. I waited in the ante room of your office.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I did. In fact, Ailes told me, go kiss O'Reilly's ass. And that's the first thing I did. A man never stands so tall as when he stoops to kiss an ass.
What did I tell you?
You said it's a very treacherous business. Mind your own business.
Just stay
in your own lane. Do your thing.
Okay.
I thought that was
good advice.
Yes,
right?
It was.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I'm old now, so I forget things. Right. What's your name again?
How did you come up with, in the 13th in the series, witches?
I'm a former high school teacher, history teacher. And the way that I entertained the urchins in Opa-locka, Florida, a slum of Miami, was I told them stories about the people that we were talking about. I wasn't like Mr. Hand in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Right.
Okay? Nobody would order pizza in my class. But I would tell them stories, personal stories, and make these people come alive. So that's what I did in the Killing series. So the story is beyond fascinating.
And real.
And it led to the way we live today in America, as far as our religious freedom is concerned. And that's the center of the book. The first part of the book is how they crossed and they got here and the witches went out of control. And then a young boy in Boston, Benjamin Franklin, gets on to this witches thing. And he visits the top witch hunter, Cotton Mather. Visits him, goes to his house in Boston. It's this long conversation which we tell you about. Franklin never forgot the brutality of what the clerics did in Salem and brought it to Philadelphia.
So demonic possession is real.
To the Jesuits and the Catholic Church, it is.
What do you think?
I think there's an act of evil. You know, I think it probably runs the television industry in America right
Without
now.
Question. Without question.
You know, so it's not fair to ask me and you about demonic possession, because we've just seen too much. But I'm a Roman Catholic, and
yes.
I believe there is an act of evil. And what we uncovered in Killing the Witches, as far as now, I mean, I got to tell you, when I'm reading these diaries written by the Jesuit priests who worked on this boy to try to get him, you know, somewhat under control, because he was bleeding and screaming and talking in languages nobody, and they recorded it. They recorded the Aramaic. He's a 13-year-old boy in Maryland speaking Aramaic. I mean, it's so.
And
yes.
They didn't teach Aramaic in Bethesda.
No, I don't think there's a. Although the Terrapins, University of Maryland, they may have an elective. We have witch hunters in America now. They're just different kind of witch hunts. We have cancel culture. But you, accusation, you're guilty. You know who they are.
Of course.
And I mean, that's just.
Driven by young people. Once
that's
again.
Malignant. That's evil. We're in the age of disorder now. America has entered the age of disorder, and it's because of the progressive movement. President Biden, in my opinion, is diminished mentally.
Yes.
Doesn't know what he's really doing from day to day. And you can see that in his public statement.
Pretty evident.
Yeah. Right. The progressives like that because the people who control him inside the White House can tell him anything and he'll do it.
Who are they, by the way?
Well, Klain and Rice were the two in the beginning. And then their assistants have taken over. Names escape me at the moment. You'll never see them, ever, ever. But they are they basically tell Joe what to do and say.
So what happens? I mean, Trump gets elected?
Trump could get elected, sure. Absolutely.
But the system, the entire federal bureaucracy, the biggest system in human history, has decided we're rejecting this organ. We don't want this.
So, well, they decided that in 2016.
Yeah, exactly. And look what happened.
But see, that's the diminishment. You asked about cable news earlier in the interview, and I said, it's still going to be there, but it's not going to be what it was.
Right.
We're not going to have the influence that it had. Okay? It's the same thing with the federal government. It's going to be there. But now, if you're indicted, people look at the indictment, they go, you know, we know why this is happening. Most people do. And so, it looks like Trump's going to walk into that Republican nomination with no problem at all. Everything with Trump is a deal. It's always a deal. So I said to him, so you gave up the designation of terror group for that? He goes, yeah. I said, we won't do it if you do X, Y, and Z. I couldn't argue with it. Helps the economy in the United States, drops migration 80% in his last year. He was an effective president. Not an ideologue, doesn't believe, he's a populist, not a conservative, doesn't have any of that stuff going on.
No.
It's deal after deal after deal after deal. That's how he controlled Putin. But he won't tell me what he has on Putin. But I know he has some.
You said that you've been in this business for almost 50 years.
Started when I was 7 years old.
How long are you going to do it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I work way too hard for my age. Most of my friends are riding around the villages and a little golf course. You know, I mean, you know, and I'm looking at them. It's not too bad. You know, they're out on the beach. I'm working my butt off every day, and I'm going, why am I doing this?
Why are you doing it?
I don't know. I mean, I have a mission. I said earlier that I'm put on the planet for a reason. I know I was. And that's why you have to accept bad things that happen to you, because they happen to every human being. There's a reason that happens. You don't know the reason, but there's a reason. So I'll do this as long as I feel that I'm doing good.
I've got some problems that I may email you about on BillO'Reilly.com.
You got to pay $100 though. No freebies here.
Do people not have a doctor, lawyer, financial advisor?
They don't have anything. They don't have anything. And they don't have a lot of assets.
But how do you find it just on the doctor thing? I've got a lawyer because I have no choice, financial, I guess. But I don't trust doctors.
Okay, but you know someone, I'm sure, who had a medical difficulty and who doctor came through, and you do it by referrals. See, the reason that you were successful and that I was successful is very simple. At 8 o'clock on the Fox News channel, nobody knew what we were gonna say. So whether they liked us or they hated us, it didn't matter. You know, that son of a bitch, I wanna find out what he's gonna say tonight. That was it. Now, talent's frayed across the board. They say the wrong thing, they do this, they do that, and the bad guys know that.
Bill O'Reilly, that was a genuine pleasure. I appreciate it.
You know, it was very kind of you to have us in.
I loved it.
I'm glad you read Killing the Witches, you know? It's a good Halloween book.
I still think
you.
There were some witches, but
yeah, well, what suspicion. You should do is instead of giving candy out at the Carlson household, give them a copy of the book to the urchins.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, so the whole interview posted on BillO'Reilly.com. And again, we thank Mr. Carlson for making that happen. All right, back to Gavin Newsom. So he vetoes a bill in California that would require a judge in child custody matters to take into account the child's gender identity and how the parents see that. It's insane. Newsom knows that parents, particularly independent and Republican parents, are had it with getting this trans business shoved down their children's throats. And now bringing it into divorce court. So Newsom vetoes the bill. Again, you're never going to hear this anywhere else, because Newsom knows if he wants to run for president, he can't stick up for this. All right, you know, in Virginia, okay, Youngkin, the governor, got elected on this, and it's going to be a campaign issue in 24. So there is a new book called Hide Your Children, Exposing the Marxists Behind the Attack on America's Kids. The author is Liz Wheeler. You may see her on the First TV, the primetime show, and she joins us now. So Marxists, gotta give me the connection between the commies and the indoctrination of children.
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on the show today. You know, this is one of the most common questions that I've been getting about my book. It's why I put the word Marxist in the title, because I think as Republicans, as conservatives, it's very important that we acknowledge the reality of the political enemy that we're facing, because if we don't, then we won't fight well against them. We'll lose. I don't want to lose. I don't think anybody watching your program wants to lose. So the connection is this. A lot of people, when they think of Marxism, think of Karl Marx, you know, the Communist Manifesto, this economic Marxism, where the working class is supposed to be discontented with capitalism. They're supposed to overthrow the ruling class and thus usher in communism or Marxism. People say, well, is that what you're talking about, Liz? Is that what's in this book? Well, Bill, let me tell you, when I dived into the research for this book, what I found is that Karl Marx's version of Marxism kind of went out of fashion. He had envisioned a global Marxist revolution, and it didn't happen. It never really came to fruition. But then we have an Italian Marxist by the name of Antonio Gramsci, who's actually the co-founder of the Italian Communist Party. He was in prison in fascist Italy, and he was studying Marxism. And he began to recognize that where there had been successful Marxist revolutions, it wasn't because the working class was economically discontented. It was because the Marxists had undermined, subverted, captured the civil institutions, which means the cultural institutions, on which the working class rely. And Gramsci named, among others, the media, the education system, religion, the law, and the nuclear family. So if you look at what's happening in our country today, we're seeing all of these things. The media's captured, the education system's just indoctrination. Sadly, religious institutions have been corrupted. The law, I mean, Black Lives Matter is doing their best to destroy that. And the nuclear family is under constant assault. Once you see this connection, even if it's to an idea that came from men who lived long before we did, it's hard to unsee it because we're watching it play out before our very eyes.
Okay. There are radical teachers and there are activists in public schools, not too many in private schools, which is why I sent my kids to private school. They're there, but they're not the majority. Okay. The majority of public school teachers and administrators are good, decent human beings who don't want Marxism or anything else like that imposed on the children. So I'm not sure how big a problem the Marxist connection to try to get the children to think a certain way is. How big a problem to you is it?
Well, let me explain it this way. So the word woke or the idea of wokeness, we're pretty familiar with that. We've said it a lot. We've heard it a lot in the last year. A lot of conservatives aren't necessarily able to define it. They recognize it like, oh, critical race theory, that's woke, or trans ideology, that's woke. But they don't know its origin. So what I did in this book is I traced the origin of the word woke back to a Brazilian Marxist by the name of Paulo Freire, who contended that in the education system, when teachers impart knowledge, they're not imparting reality or truth or fact. They are instead just indoctrinating children with the prevailing political narrative. So Freire proposed this idea that instead of teaching children facts and knowledge, we instead teach them how to think, how to view the world.
Okay, but how many of those—
And he called this critical consciousness.
Liz.
No.
Yes.
Listen to this, because it's right in our classrooms.
Yes, it exists, particularly in places like San Francisco and LA and New York City, where the teachers' unions, all of which are far left progressive. It exists, but I'm not sure how big a problem it is. Now, DeSantis took care of it in Florida by passing laws that you couldn't have certain materials presented to children at certain ages, which I support that law, okay? But I'm not sure, I'm not undermining your book. The research is fascinating about how the whole thing came about. I think the media is much more of a danger in this area than the school system is. Would I be wrong?
I think so, with all due respect, because when I described this critical consciousness that Paulo Freire was talking about, he was talking about teaching children to view the world through a Marxist worldview, to put people in a demographic either as an oppressor or as oppressed. And this worldview, this critical consciousness, it exists in every single classroom in our country under the heading of social emotional learning. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's disguised as just being values education, but it's teaching children to view the world through the lens of an oppressor or oppressed. I think that's incredibly dangerous. We're seeing the fruits of that. We see how many young people have turned against America, have turned against white people, are embracing critical race theory, the trans ideology even. This kind of grooming that happens in schools is effective.
So you think it's all over there? You think
if we see the number of children—
You think it's in North Dakota, you think it's all over the place that this wave of woke, and I agree with you, that's the strategy, to make the kid into a victim, particularly minority children. You're a victim. Don't worry about if you fail or you don't do anything because it's society that makes you, you know, oppressed. I get it. But I'm not so sure, and I'm going to give you the last word on it, that this is the prevailing wisdom outside of the big urban centers. Last word.
Well, listen, I think I had a similar experience to a lot of parents. My daughter's 2.5 years old, and when she was born, my husband and I were discussing where to send her to school. I'm a big proponent of homeschooling. He wanted to send her to the local public school. And I said, you know what? I don't think we should do that. I think there's a lot of poison there. And he said, not in our neighborhood, though, not in our local community public school. And I think that one of the things that happened during COVID is a lot of parents, my husband included, had their eyes opened to the fact that, you know what, this is in our neighborhood because it's embedded into curriculum that teachers, even if the teachers don't adhere to this ideology or don't understand what they're propagating, they are required to teach these students. It's part of national standards, it's part of state standards. And
interesting.
It's everywhere.
I haven't seen the textbooks for a while, but I'm going to go look into that. So the book is Liz Wheeler, Hide Your Children, Exposing the Marxists Behind the Attack on America's Kids. Liz, thanks very much. We'll see you on the first, okay?
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right. capture the Republican debate. So the two things that I saw from the transcripts that interested me were, number one, the debate was all about Donald Trump, even though he wasn't there. Go.
And Donald Trump hides behind the walls of his golf clubs and won't show up here to answer questions like all the rest of us are up here to answer.
Donald Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight. He owes it to you to defend his record.
You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
All right, so these are lines, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, these Republican contenders have to beat Trump to get the nomination. They won't. All right, after two debates, and the next one I think is at the end of November or early December, it's over. It's over. Okay? Donald Trump will win the nomination. Unless something happens. And with Donald Trump, that's almost inevitable. That something else will come into play. But if the primary votes all were held tomorrow, Trump wipes out the field. And it's no fault of the people who are competing with him. There's just no traction. They can't get any traction. Because this election isn't about issues. It's not. It's about a progressive movement that wants to destroy traditional America. And Joe Biden is the puppet of that crew. And Trump promises to be an avenger. Yes, inflation under Trump, way lower. Yes, the border catastrophe under Trump, it was at least calm. Yes, all of that's important. But the overarch of this election is, do you want progressives to run the federal government? And the answer, I think, is no from most Americans. I could be desperately wrong. I'm not desperately wrong about the Republican side. Trump will get the nomination unless, as I said, something else is injected. There's nobody close to him. There's nobody who has momentum. Nobody gained momentum last night. Some people had some good moments and bad moments. Okay, but it didn't really matter. And to watch that was difficult. Roll it.
Yours as well. It's not nonsense.
So look, I want to respond. Gentlemen, you'll have your turn.
One of the challenges
is so
we have
to focus on the issues that matter. Tim, from one admirer of Ronald Reagan to another. From one admirer of Reagan to another, we cannot
do deals with violations.
This isn't productive.
I want to hear about
it. Let's have a policy debate.
What's going on?
Tower of Babel. It was like, and you can't blame the moderator. The moderator is going to throw pies at them. Now, for me, it would be a different story. Mr. Ego right here. Believe me, it would be a different story. But that's why I've never been invited to moderate a debate. But anyway, Trump was the winner of the debate last night, even though he didn't show up because none of them dented his lead. So the former president was in Michigan, has to carry Michigan if he wants to be reelected, has to. Michigan is a vital state for Donald Trump. And he delivers now pretty much the same speech every time he goes out. Go.
The Democrat Party has no idea what they're doing right now. They have no idea what to do. Crooked Joe is siding with the left-wing crazies who will destroy automobile manufacturing and will destroy our country itself. They're destroying our country.
You see, that is the theme, and it's a smart theme for Donald Trump. All right, Democrat propaganda machine. I get an enormous amount of mail. It's bill at BillO'Reilly.com, by the way. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. I've been saying that, what, 26 years now, I still get letters with no name in town. Who's behind the Democratic propaganda? Who is it? All right, I'm going to give you three agencies. Now, if you got a pen and paper, you can write them down. You can't do anything about them. What they're doing is not illegal. But you ask, and my crack staff We got three. There are more, but I'm going to give you three today. Okay. If you don't have a pen and paper, if you're listening in a car or whatever, if you are a premium member to BillO'Reilly.com, you can get a transcript free anytime. First one is K&L Gates. This is William Gates. He's the father of Bill Gates, the Microsoft guy. Big liberal. His firm, 1601 K Street, in case you want to send him some donuts or something. Okay? And they give massive amounts of money to the Democrats and kick out almost daily talking points. Two, Aiken, Gump, Strauss, Hauer, and Feld, LLP, 2001 K Street, right down from Gates. Okay? And they get, again, massive amount of money they throw into the Democratic machine. And they publish blog posts, news, kicking it out, which is why you hear the same phrases on the liberal TV networks. And finally, the Foreign Policy for America Action Network. Wow. 1301 K Street. You can hit all of them with Starbucks in 10 minutes. Okay. According to OpenSecrets.org, which is a really good website, OpenSecrets, one word.org, they have contributed heavily, 2.5 to Biden's campaign already. Already. Jeez. Okay, so what those agencies do is they get money from Democrats and liberals and progressives. They send the money to the political action committees, okay, and they use the money to fund various Democrats running for office and to hire propagandists to frame all the issues and then blast them out to the commentators who are in their pocket. And there are legions of them. You know who they are. I'll have to go over the names. Smart Life. Okay. So interest on your money is at the highest level in 15 years. Now, if you don't have any savings, you should just turn away right now. But if you have any money in the bank, the highest level in 15 years, we have found three banks through Nerd Wallet that pay the highest on CDs. You have to check this out yourself, but I'm going to give you the banks, which is why you should have the pen and paper. Okay. First one is Citizens Bank Access Savings, 4.5% on your money. Citizens Bank Access Savings. Second one, SoFi, S-O-F-I, Checking and Savings, 4.5%. Third, Barclays, that's a big British bank, Barclays Online Savings Account. Barclays Online Savings Account, 4.35%. All are FDIC up to $250,000. And, you know, all you got to do is go in there and negotiate with them how much you want to put, and you get a decent return. Okay? All right, here is the final thought of the day. So, Killing the Witches surged on Amazon after the Carlson interview and my appearances with Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Sid in the Morning on WABC, all our radio partners, all 300 stations across the country. So, we really are very grateful. It is a very important book, particularly with the cancel culture stuff going on today. You will enjoy it. We hope you consider it over the weekend. I'm going to have a column on Sunday about the CNN dishonesty. It is just stunning, but it is not unusual. In this country, the corporate media has declined to its lowest point ever. And I'll prove that on the column on Sunday. And we always thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the first TV, Samsung TV Plus.